Yo, 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 welcome back to the Vibe Files, aka the T-Ray, aka T-Ray Show. You feel me? Make sure y'all go follow my IG, which is official.T-Ray. My bad, I haven't posted a podcast in quite a little minute. I've been busy with some things, but now your boy is back and he is better. You feel me? My next episode after this one, I'm trying to get my boy Talk A Lot TV, aka Saint Laurent the Don Twan, up in a bit. Know what I'm saying, Tyler? You know what I'm saying? Cause me and him had a few disagreements. One of our disagreements, right? You know, I'm gonna just mention this in the opening, you know, before I get to, you know, what the podcast is really about. One of them was basically, well, the disagreement was based on the LGBTQ, y'all, that community. No offense, you know, I don't want y'all down my throat about it. I mess with y'all, I support y'all, but we had a few, you know, disagreements on, you know, such topics and a few, you know, agreements on such topics. One of the things we agree on is the fact that they are trying to, like, to me, they trying to make it like a trend or like force it down on, you know, people. But we ain't gonna jump into all that till I get my boy Saint Laurent on the podcast. That's one thing we agreed on, but we disagreed on whether, you know, some people was taught or learned. No, they learned or like saw it, like they basically was brought up around that type of stuff, or it was already in them. That was a disagreement we had, which I think that, like, people are, I want to say, taught to be, you know, that way, but, like, they was, like, somehow influenced. You know what I'm saying? Like, people can be influenced in, you know, a certain type of way. And Twan disagreed on that. You know, we had a, you know, good debate, and I can't wait for you all, you know, just to hear it. But yeah, as I was saying, let's get back into it. This episode right here, we are focusing sorely on my boy. Okay, we is focused solely on my boy Rod Wave's Soulfly Deluxe album, which the regular album was great itself already. He dropped a deluxe to it. I've already heard it. I'm not late listening to it. I'm just dropping this episode late. I'm already know I'm gonna drop this episode probably not even a few days, probably 2 weeks late. So we go get into it. My thing on the album, the deluxe, is that it didn't really affect the album, if you ask me. The album still, like, what the album has done, it gonna stay the same. It didn't make the album different than what, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you know what I'm saying? It perfect to me. You feel me? So we go jump right into it. Y'all know how this goes, man. Make sure y'all go follow my page on Instagram, official.T-Ray, and send me topics you want me to touch on. Anybody you want me to listen to and do a reaction to, I will. Just let me know in my DMs. I done got a few DMs for y'all. It just, I don't really see it because it be in my general, I think. It be all, you know how Instagram DMs set up. So I be missing them. But I see y'all. I got y'all too. I had to call. Shout out to y'all, though. All right, the first song on the deluxe, 2019. It was basically, you know, regular Rod Wave. You know, everybody think, you know, when you hear the name Rod Wave, you think of what you think right now. You know what I'm saying? No need to you know, just get all into that. It basically, you know, he's saying goodbye to the past. He put 2019 to rest. You know what I'm saying? That's what I got from that song. It's a smooth little song. You know, I rank that song a good 7 out of 10. You know, he just, you know, letting go, you know, so you got to let go of your past. I don't blame him, because sometimes your past could be holding you back. You be stuck in the past, but you know what I'm saying? Time keep going. You could be stuck months back. Like, I was, I ain't gonna lie, but I ain't gonna get on to my life, but I was stuck in the past for quite some minute, and life was just passing by. But now I done caught back up. Now I'm on y'all ass. You feel me? Alright, Escape. That my favorite song on that bit. That Escape hit different. The ad libs were too lit, but it just the ad lib, bro. The song, bro. That when the ad libs match the song and the ad libs get you turned like I would turn to that bit, bro. That shit, bro. That shit crazy. The melody. The melody is crazy, but that's all I'm going to say. His ability to make a complete song is remarkable. Rod Wave, you did your shit on that song, Escape. I felt that bit in my, I felt that bit in my soul, because a few motherfuckers have told me I would change it. And, like, I don't regret it, though. Sometimes, you know, you don't regret it, because that's just you now. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing against you, but I'm doing the best for me, you feel me? So, yeah, that's all right now. 9 out of 10, I would record 10 out of 10, but like I always say, y'all, for y'all who listen to me, I don't know what a perfect song is, you know what I'm saying? I don't know that, you know what I'm saying? Next song, What's Wrong? A lot of people, I've been seeing a lot of people talk about this song, but me personally, I ain't a big fan of it. I couldn't get into it. I don't know how to say this. It's too R&B. That don't make sense, but too R&B for me. It's hard to explain my thoughts on that song, but when I heard it, it just, like, it went no click. You feel me? I just couldn't get into it. But I see a lot of people fucking with it, so I'll eventually go back and give it another listen. Alright, that's on to me, 4 out of 10. Take the Blame, another song I think on there that was a throwaway. He basically saying the same shit in these songs, but differently. Like, he's saying the same thing, like, but with a different type of tone and melody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't get into that song either. It was still a good deluxe, but them two songs I already know was the two that I ain't really on. Like, Get Ready. Get Ready was a good song. It's smooth and all. His flow was cool. And the choir he added in that bit gave it a boost. Kodak part reminded me of the old Yak. That nigga Kodak came in that bit. So I was jiving to that bit. You feel me? I mean, that bit jiving to that motherfucker. You feel me? He wrote that bit. I think he was perfect for that song. He was the right feature for that song. Two Florida niggas got together on that beat. I fuck with it. This song was a good 8 out of 10. That my second favorite on the I Already Won. That song made me like Dirt more than I already did. I ain't just a huge Dirt fan, but he a good rapper. He a good artist. I listen to him, but I ain't just a huge fan. But that song made me want to listen to more of Dirt. I want to hear more of, you know what I'm saying? I like it. It's a cool song. Melody and flow was good and everything. They complimented each other as the song kept going. Like I said, Dirt part, it grew on me. I like the song. 8 out of 10. I fought with it. Y'all did y'all shit on that. Time Heals. Boy, that's my boy. Woo! That my shit, boy. But I wanna sing it right now, but as soon as I'm done recording this podcast, nigga, on my life I'm finna listen to that bit. That my shit right there. Remind me of a situation I went through. You feel me? A few months ago, matter of fact, I ain't gonna speak on that because I moved on and I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy now. I ain't trying to say like, oh, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm happy now. I like the song, Girls Are Evil. The hook gets me every time. Fuck these hoes, man. Every time I hear that song, fuck these hoes, man. Look, I ain't mean to disrespect, just fuck all the bad girls that really know dudes. Grime and shit. You know what I'm saying? That actually, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all good ones. The good ones out there. That song right there, good 9 out of 10. Losing on My Cool. I fought with it. He was spending some real personal shit. Shit, the title explains it. He explains how he losing his cool. You know, it comes a time in a person's life where, like, you can't just be cool all the time. You feel me? You can't just be cool all the fucking time. It comes a point where, like, bro, like, you get so much weight on your shoulders where you just eventually just snap. You know what I'm saying? That's just life. I fought with that song, 7 out of 10. I don't want to hear it sound like every other song he had. His hooks saved the song, though. The hooks be... his hooks really be top-notch. I fought Rod Wave and shit. It's a cool song. But this deluxe, to me, it don't change nothing about the regular album. Its stature, it's still the same. The songs he added was cool, but it didn't make it better or worse. It's a good overall deluxe album. He was number one. I think he's number one right now. I don't know how he'll be number one and like by the time this drops. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully Kanye West shit will be out. You know what I'm saying? I wanna do a review on Kanye West's Donda album, but some just telling me it's gonna be, I won't like it. Like all this hype around it. Every time an artist drop an album that is hyped up, it disappoints me. So, I'll give it a listen. If this episode ain't dropped by the time, you know what I'm saying, Donna comes out, I will add it on to this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Give y'all my intake on it. Shout out to Rod Wave. He's doing his shit, like I said. Top five hip-hop, selling album this year. He's in top five. Like I said, he's going on 700K. I believe he will do over a million by the end of the year. It's just, we still got, you know, a few months left this year. This year went by too fast, my boy. This year went by too fast. But yeah, man, that's my intake on his album. Make sure y'all go to my Instagram, let me know in my DMs what you get. It plenty of ways to improve. Let me know how should I improve my podcast. If you think it ways I should improve, if you got a upcoming, if you an upcoming artist, hey, DM me your music. You know what I'm saying? I get back with you on it. I like listening to new people. You know what I'm saying? I listen, especially where I'm from, Macon, Georgia. I listen to hella, you know, new people. I listen to hella Macon, Georgia's artists. I listen to one of my favorites, Duck Fam Bo. He's definitely tough. Shout out to my boy Duck Fam Bo. His Instagram got disabled. I will get his Instagram, but got disabled. I got to figure out another way that I can have you guys, you know, get in touch with him. But if you listening, go listen to that Duck Fam Bo. Duck Fam, FAMBOE. Duck Fam Bo. Shout out to my boy Duck Fam Bo. Also, go on, subscribe to Talk A Lot TV on YouTube, but also give a follow on Instagram. We did an interview with Duck Fam Bo, which is up on his YouTube channel, up on Talk A Lot TV YouTube channel. You feel me? So, hey, you already know what it is. It's your boy T-Ray. Hey, shit, I'm signing out. Alright, to end off this episode, this is the next segment on it. Okay, as you all noticed in the opening while I talked about me and Torn disagreements with the, you know, LGBTQ community, whatever. No, I ain't gonna say whatever, because y'all jumped out everybody's throats for the little stuff they say about y'all. Like I said, I mess with y'all. I have no problem with gay people whatsoever. But like I said, I just think it is being forced upon, you know, like people around, you know, the United States and stuff. Like, for instance, like, it started bothering me when they came out and said SpongeBob is confirmed to be gay. And I'm like, to me, bro, I automatically think like, bro, it's a fictional character. So, you know, at first I kind of got, you know, I kind of like was questioning that. I'm like, that's weird. Like, kids watch cartoons. SpongeBob is a cartoon. Kids look up to shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's like y'all would be influencing the kids. Also, in the one of my favorite childhood cartoon shows, The Rugrats. They is renewing it where the mom will be, I think, bisexual and has a girlfriend or something. I'm like, bro, why? Like, why does that matter in a fictional cartoon show where only little kids is watching it? Little kids. This is not no grown people who is, hey, some grown people do watch that. I ain't gonna lie, I might tune in to the, you know, the reboot of that shit. You feel me? I ain't gonna cap you down. But what I'm saying is, like, we've already decided what we are. You know what I'm saying? A cartoon ain't gonna influence us. You know, a cartoon, we just watch it for enjoyment. To kids, cartoons is more than that. They look at shit like that. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just something, like, it becomes, like, the fictional characters in the cartoon, then it becomes their best friend. I can name plenty of kids in my family who that had SpongeBob parties and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just for that, because that's something they wanted, because SpongeBob is, like, a great influence to them. So, like, for y'all to be, like, trying to me, y'all trying to force it on these kids, man. Lil Nas X, I ain't got no problem with him, but, like, the, like, kissing dudes on stage doing a live show that you know kids are watching, bro. Like, dude, kids watching this, like, y'all should not broadcast stuff like that to kids. I already know what y'all gonna say, but men and women be, you know what I'm saying? Like, women get on stage, you know, do they stuff. We don't complain about it, but hey, man, that's just my way of just thinking it, bro. I'm not homophobic or nothing. Just don't broadcast that stuff to these kids, bro. To me, stuff like that is influenced. Like I said, I believe, you know, they trying to influence kids that, hey, it is okay to be, I'm not saying it's not okay to be gay, because like I said, I have nothing against that. But at the same time, like, bro, let these kids grow up first and decide who they am, instead of seeing it in cartoons and stuff and, like, influencing them. You feel me? And that's just, you know, that's where I stand on it. Can't nobody change my mind about it or nothing. And if I said anything offensive that anybody that is homosexual, you know, gay, anything has heard me say, like I said, my Instagram is official.terray. Just, hey, educate me. Like I said, educate me on what I said that's offensive. Because I think I've addressed it, you know, properly. Know what I'm saying? And, like, hey, I'm not against y'all. Like I'm saying, it's just the, you know, broadcasting point. So, like I said, my Instagram is official.terray if I offended you. If I have offended you, I'm sorry. But you can't change my mind on what I said. Like I said, I would get Mr. St. Laurent Twain himself in on the podcast. And you would listen to, you know, the stuff that we had to say to each other. Because, man, we were debating for about an hour. When I tell y'all, for like an hour, bro, like, it got to the point where, like, even my homeboys, don't ain't even want to hear us no more. They're like, bro, we get to our point, you know what I'm saying? Like, we going back and forth. You know, plenty of things we had to say on it. So, yeah, I'm signing off on it. Like I said, if I feel like I disrespect you, you can always hit my DM. Stay tuned for the next episode. Drop it. I'm not taking a long break this time like I did. I'm not taking a long break because I know I'm finna take a break from dropping. This episode been recorded, but I will not take another break. I'm gonna keep dropping for you guys. I see my views going up like crazy. Even since last time I dropped, I've been gaining thousands of views. Shout out to all my supporters and everything. Everybody who watch it, I see my demographic. They show me the demographic and everything. People from other countries listening. Shout out to y'all too. Like I said, appreciate y'all. Your boy Terray is signing out.